This is Rhema for Today.
Then I look back over there at Mr. C, who's now Brother C. And his face is lit up like a neon sign in the dark. And I said to him, "Now, Brother C, stand and testify." Didn't have to prise him up this time. Didn't have to command him to get up. He jumped up like he had springs in his feet. He jumped up and said, "Woo! You know, when I said that, something happened right down here on the inside of me." I said, "Sure, something happened on the inside of you. With the mouth, confession's made unto." Your confession of faith created the reality of what God had already bought and paid for.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
This man went on to say, one of the men of the church there, that men of the church came by the church from 5:30 to 6:30 every morning and prayed together before they went to work. And Mr. C, a sinner, had been coming by the church praying with them 5 days a week for 6 months and still wasn't saved. "I believe you could help him." I said, I thought I know I could. I know I could. See? This man went on to tell me, said he's cried and prayed and repented. Now listen, praying and repentance is right, but you know you can pray and repent and never be saved. Are you listening to me? Those are steps toward salvation. Just like this, you could get up on the, you could take this first step here and then take this other step and stop right there and never get up on the platform if you lived 100 years. Amen. Now, folks need to know that. And so this man had been coming by there praying, repenting, crying for 6 months. Well, I taught every day and preached every night in this church for a number of weeks. And some of the ladies would go home and tell their husband, not because their husband's working daytime, see, about the teaching, sort of give it to them secondhand. Some of the men said, "Brother Hagin said, I wish you could just teach us, you know." I said, "Well, the only day we have off, we took Saturday off. But if you'll come Saturday night, I'll just teach you. I've never turned down anybody yet." My wife always said I never did know how to say no. And so we had just a men-only meeting on Saturday night. Only the men came. And I would take Saturday night, just 1 hour, and sort of give a digest of what I'd taught 5 hours Monday through Friday during the week at 10 o'clock hour, you see. Well, the very first time we came, see, I met for the first time this man, Mr. C. There he was out there, sinner man, but he's out there with his Bible. And I just met him about time to start. I'm a stickler to start on time. I don't like to fool around. If you're going to say you're going to start, start. There's nobody but two snaggletooth women there. Go ahead and start. Amen. No insinuation. And so, I said to them, "We'll not have any preliminaries other than we'll just have prayer and get right into the teaching of the word. It's time to start," so I went ahead and started. But others were coming in, you know, just real quickly like. And so I said, you know, we had prayer, and then I said, while others are getting in here, because I want them to get right in on the very text in the first of the book of our teaching, and into the Bible, into the book, I said, let's have a testimony or two. So I pointed over this way and had a man call him by name. He stood and testified. Now here I pointed this fellow, and he stood and testified. I pointed this man, he stood and testified. And then purposely, I want to illustrate before these men, I pointed to this man, Mr. C, and I said, "Stand up and confess that you're saved." He said, "Brother Hagin, I'm not saved yet." I said, "I know it. You won't be saved until you do confess it." Yes. With a mouth confess. "You got your Bible there?" He said, "Yeah, right here." I said, "Open it to Romans 10. He opened it. And I said, "It said with a mouth confession is made unto salvation." "Yeah, but," he said, "I don't much believe I won't do that." I said, "Now, if I understand correctly," and of course all these men, or most of them do it, "you've been coming by the church here for 6 months, praying every morning. 5 mornings a week, that is." "Yeah." I said, "You repented." "Yeah." "You've cried." "Yeah." "You prayed for 6 months." "Yeah." "Well," I said, "you're going to keep on crying, praying, repenting the rest of your life and never take another step? I mean, you'll be there next year at this time if that's all you do." Now start believing what the Word of God said. Believing God's Word is acting on God's Word. I said, read that out loud for us. He read Romans 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, the 10th verse, you see. With the heart, man believeth in the righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. See, the two verses, 9 and 10. I said, isn't that what it said? Yeah, he said, that's what it said. Well, I said, stand up then, confess that you're saved. Believe. Don't you believe Jesus, Son of God? Don't you believe he raised from the dead for your justification? Yeah, I believe that. Well, I said, confess him as your Lord and confess him that you're saved. I don't much believe I won't do that. So I just very sternly pointed to him and said, I command you to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He got up, looked around about half scared and said, well, now you men all know that I've been coming by here for 6 months praying. God knows I've repented of everything I could ever think of that I ever did do. And God knows I'm tired of sin. God knows I want to be saved. And this text did say, he had his Bible open right there in his hand, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And he said, I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died for my sins according to the scriptures. I believe he's raised from the dead for my justification. And I'll just take him as my Savior, confess him as my Lord, and confess him saved. And he sat down so quick he almost knocked the bottom out of the seat. You know what I mean by that, don't you? See? Now, to get attention off of him, I pointed to a man over here and called his name and said, Brother, you testified. He stood up and testified. Then I looked back over there at Mr. C, who's now Brother C. And his face is lit up like a neon sign in the dark. And I said to him, now, Brother C, stand and testify. Didn't have to prise him up this time. Didn't have to command him to get up. He jumped up like he had springs in his feet. He jumped up and said, woo! You know, when I said that, something happened right down here on the inside of me. I said, sure, something happened on the inside of you. With the mouth, confession's made unto. Your confession of faith created the reality of what God had already bought and paid for. Amen. Are you following me? Now, he said to me later, many months later, as he's on vacation, stopped by one meeting. He said, you know, Brother Hagin, I wanted to quit a lot of these things that was wrong. And I'd repent and cry and pray every morning and go by from work every day by the beer joint and drink. But he said, you know, after I made that confession from that day to this, never took another drink, never even mourned one. Never even thought about that. Not only that, but he said, I was bound with a cigarette habit. And it dawned on me 10 days afterwards, every morning I'd put that cigarette packet in my pocket. And when I'd get up from the breakfast table and start to work, I'd light up a cigarette. And one morning I started to reach up and had cigarettes in my pocket all right, every day, put them in there. And I said to my wife, honey, it just dawned on me, I don't believe I've even had another. She said, no, it's been 10 days. He said, you've carried that around your pocket, but he's just so taken up with the Lord. It's been 10 days, she said. Been 10 days, never had even smoked another cigarette. He's a new creature, see? And the new creature on the inside, he was letting dominate his outward man. See, the reason people struggle, listen to me carefully, reason they struggle with wrong physical habits is because they don't let that man on the inside dominate the man on the outside. They let the man on the outside dominate the man on the inside. That's what makes carnal Christians. Are you still here or are you going home? Amen. I said exactly. Well, now then, you see, when I confess according to God's word, I'm saved, you see. It's based on faith. It's based on confession. Now, here's where we missed it. We all know that. Anybody that knows the Bible at all knows that. But we stop right there. We need to realize that it's always true with whatever you get from God comes the same way. God's a faith God. We're faith children. It's always with the heart that man believeth and with the mouth that confession's made unto. Not only salvation, you know, a new birth as we think of it, but divine healing, answer to prayer, baptism, the Holy Ghost, whatever. It's with the heart that man believeth and with the mouth that confession is made unto. Now then, let's go back there again to Romans 4:17. Abraham's faith's a type of ours. Before him, or as the margin, the Greek says, like unto him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. In other words, just like God calls those things which be not as though they were, Abraham called those things which be not as though they were. Now, as I said to you, let me sum it up. Perhaps there is nothing spoken of in the Bible which is quite so hard for most Christians to do, and which is quite so controversial, as to call those things which be not as though they were. Many honest people think that they would be lying if they did it, so they fear to do it. But now consider a moment. The Bible tells us that God cannot lie. And God calls the things which be not as though they were. Said so right here. We just got through reading it in Romans 4:17. Then not only that, but in his book, in the Bible, and the Bible is God's word, he speaks of Jesus in Revelation 13:8 as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And Jesus did not hang on the cross till thousands of years afterwards. God says in Ephesians 1:4 that we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, and we weren't even born yet. I mean, was he lying? He's calling those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith conferences in January.
Yes, we do.
January the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21 through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church, with Pastors Greg and Alicia Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.